It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande. And we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Well, it's certainly a night that Philip Bisted will not forget anytime soon. He finishes his first AHL game with two goals and an assist. Unfortunately, the Barracuda twice led in the third and could not close out San Diego. It was a seesaw battle throughout. Goals had multiple leads, could have multiple leads, but eventually San Diego would win it in a shootout as they get three stops from Alex Stalock in what may very well be his final game of pro hockey. He was mobbed by his teammates. Stalock picks up the win against his former team, against the organization that drafted him. A 6-5 final here at the Pechanga Arena in San Diego. Barracuda didn't lead until the third period, and they showed off some great resilience themselves here tonight in a game that just would go back and forth, neither team going away. But the goals would find a way eventually to win it by a score of 6-5 in a shootout. But let's recap this one. Nathan Gauthier would score his 10th of the year, fourth straight game with a goal at 9:09. He tipped through a Nick Wolf point shot, and that was on San Diego's seventh shot of the period. Goals outshot the Barracuda 5-0 to begin the game, and they had early momentum, and they would seize it as they would get that goal from Gauthier, his 10th of the season. But the Barracuda, on their first power play of the game after Gauthier was called for a minor penalty for tripping, would tie it up at 12:56. Kyle Rau would snap a 14-game goal of Stroud with his 14th of the year. Gushin, his shot from well out, blocked before it got in on net. Puck still loose and rolled just wide. Swimming in the blue paint is Stalock. He's lost his goal stick. Barracuda have it. Thompson right point. Gushin loads up, tip through, they score. Kyle Rau parked atop the crease, tips it past Stalock, and we're tied at 1-1. Time the goal for Rau at 12:56, his seventh of the season from Gushin and Thompson. And with that primary assist, Gush now has points in seven straight games and assists in all seven of those contests. A trend would begin after that point, kind of started at that point. Goals would score, Barracuda would answer back. Goals would score, Barracuda would answer back. And that's exactly what happened in the first period. At 16:23, Ben King was the recipient of a great sequence of passes, and he direct home his 15th of the year at 16:23. But with 9 seconds to go in regulation from a wicked angle, Scott Samborn would rip one short side on Stalock, up tight for his 17th goal of the year to tie it up at 2-2 right before the end of the first. Mijatovic was the one who got in the shooting lane. Slung back on net by Sabourin, picked up by the Cuda. Castles back for Sabourin. He scores! A one-timer short side humming past the left earlobe of Stalock, and we're tied at 2-2. So the Barracuda will find a way to tie it up in the first period. They got outplayed in that first period, though, 16-7, but they managed to take a 2-2 game in to the intermission. Goals would recapture their lead in the second period. Sam Colangelo, in his pro debut, would light the lamp as he'd rip one off the post and in from between the circles. Agazino and Trevor Carrick, a couple of former Sharks, pick up the assist. So the goals were back up by a goal, 3-2, the score at the time. But the Barracuda would continue to push, and at 18:10, in his North American debut, former Sharks first-rounder, Philip Bisted would receive a pass from Kyle Rau, and he'd rip one past Stalock, a one-timer atop the right circle to tie the score up late in the second period. Again for Bisted, his first in the American Hockey League in his AHL debut. It along, and Nestorenko had it, and now he's got it again, but his stick slashed out of his hand. No penalty on the play. Cuda over the line. Quick shot. They score. It's a one-timer on the right side, and it is the first goal in the American Hockey League for Philip Bisted in his Barracuda debut. He rips one past Alex Stalock to tie it at 3-3. Well, if that was all Bisted did tonight, he would have been more than happy with it. But he was just getting started because in the third, he'd score again as Ethan Frisch would find him at 8:31 of the third period. And Bisted from the low slot would slide one under Stalock to give the Barracuda their first lead of the game. Is high and wide, tracked down by Rao. Puck in the offensive zone for the Cuda. Frisch works around Agazito below the goal line. Right in front, they score! Bisted's got another one, and the Barracuda have their first lead of the game. What a setup feed by Frisch. It's a 4-3 Barracuda lead. So the Barracuda with their first lead of the game on the goal by Bisted, his second straight in the game as Frisch and Rao set him up. So the Cuda up 4-3. Goals wouldn't go away, though. Trevor Carrick, the former Shark and Cuda D-man, would give it off, get it back, and put it home for his eighth of the year at the 10-minute mark to tie the score up at 4-4. Cuda, moments later, a minute and 32 seconds to be exact later, would take their lead back as Ethan Cardwell would receive a pass from Nathan Todd, who received a pass from none other than Philip Bisted, who picked up another point in his third point of the game. As Cardwell would put it under the crossbar to give the Barracuda a 5-4 lead, his team leading 21st of the year. From the Bajang Arena, Bisted, left wing side, he's got Todd, flicks it to the net, Cardwell, he scores! And just like that, the Barracuda are back up by a goal. Barracuda taking their lead back at that point for the second time in the third period. Unfortunately, they'd fall into a bit of penalty trouble. Back-to-back interference penalties called against San Jose. First against Pooley. Cuda killed it off, but just as it expired, Kyle Rao was called for another one. And on San Diego's fourth power play of the night, one of the top PP units would finally break through. Pavel Regenda receives a pass from Sas to Pastajov. Colangelo got it through the seam. And once he got to Pastajov, easy pickings as Regenda would just tap it home, essentially, as Pastajov put it on his tape, and the goals would tie it up to force overtime. In the extra session, both teams would have some really good looks. In fact, both teams would put three shots on net, but no goals were scored. So we'd go to a shootout, and in the shootout, Daniil Gushtun would be denied by Stalock. Nikita Nesterenko would have the puck roll off his stick, so no goals in the first round of the shootout. In the second round, Tristan Ramos was denied, and then Ben King would score, and Philip Bisted would have an opportunity to extend the shootout for the Cuda in the top of the third, but it was not meant to be as Alex Stalock was able to make the save and pick up just his second win of the year for Stalock in what could be his final game of pro hockey. Goals win it by a final score of 6-5 in the shootout. Final shots were 34-27 in favor of the home team goals. Each team went 1-for-4 on the power play, and for the Barracuda, they had two different players finish with 3 points on the night. Philip Bisted in his pro debut in North America, 2 goals and an assist. Kyle Rao, a goal and 2 assists, +2 rating for him. But the goals proved just too much when everything was said and done. They get a couple of assists from Caulfield, who finished with 2 points. Nathan Gauthier had 2 points. Trevor Carrick had a couple of points, a goal and an assist. And 5 different goal scorers found the back of the net in this one. Ben King scored and also scored in the shootout. It turned out to be the shootout winner. Goals back on the ice here at home on Friday. They welcome in Tucson. Barracuda turn right back around tomorrow. We are in Coachella Valley as the Cuda will take on the Coachella Valley Firebirds. Puck drop scheduled for 7 o'clock tomorrow. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 6:30 at sgbarracuda.com/listen. You can watch live on ahltv.com. Sharks in action, so we will not be on the main channel. Game link tonight, 2 hours, 30 minutes, 5,001 sod here at the Bajang Arena. Let's go over our 3 stars. The number 3 stars, Pavel Regenda. He notches his 17th goal of the year. It comes late to tie it up. He is the number 3 star. Regenda finished the game a goal, 4 shots on net. Number 2 star, Nathan Gauthier. He had 2 points, goal and an assist for Gauthier. He's the number 2 star. And Sam Colangelo in his pro debut had a goal and an assist as well, +2 rating. He is the number 1 star. What a start, though, for Philip Bisted for the Barracuda. Certainly gets you excited about what could be to come for this young player, just 20 years of age, and he's able to come in and pick up 3 points in his debut. He'll be in the lineup, expected to be a lineup again tomorrow, so we'll look forward to seeing him and see the rest of the Barracuda as they try to continue on this road trip and pick up a road win against the top team in the division in the Firebirds. That will do it for our broadcast coverage here in San Diego. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in, whether you listened or you watched. We certainly do appreciate it. And we hope you join us again tomorrow night as the Barracuda take on the Firebirds. Until tomorrow, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from the Pajanga Arena in San Diego as the Barracuda fall in this one 6-5 in a shootout against the Gulls. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.